Happy Friday. My name is Megan. Thanks so much for listening to Babecast. And also, I should mention, happy 420. I used to take this day very serious back in college, but now I will probably just have an anxiety attack. That's how fun getting older is, right? Speaking of greenery, I'm very excited for today's guest. She is super talented. She has a unique thing going on for her own business. We also talked about important things like the Real Housewives, because obviously anybody who wants to talk about that, I am down. And it was a lot of fun getting to know her. So please welcome to Babecast, owner of Succulent Strong, a succulent design company, Miranda Lang. Megan Lane,
oh,
Miranda
cool.
Lane.
That's awesome. I didn't know that was your last name.
Yeah.
I told her at the desk, Megan Melissa.
Oh, yeah. Everybody says that. Yeah. I know. And I wish, like, when I created my Instagram account back in the day, that I would have just went by Megan Lane. But I wasn't thinking about it. And it was my Twitter handle at the time. So I was, like, trying to keep it the same.
Yeah.
But now everyone's like, how do you even spell your middle name? So you own a succulent design company called Succulent Strong, which I'm a big fan of.
Thank you.
I told you. So Miranda and I met at a happy hour recently, and I had you on my list for a while because I went to the Makers.
The Makery. Yeah.
Yes. And I saw your little spot all set up, and you had all those cute little cards. I don't know, all like the succulent puns.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I was with my boyfriend. I was like, this is so cute. And I'm like super into succulents and cacti. And like, I feel like it's like trendy right now.
I know. I kind of got lucky because they kind of sell themselves, honestly.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I grabbed one of your cards, and I just like, I don't know, I guess I got lost in the... But then I saw, when you're like, I'm Miranda and I own, I was like, oh my God, I wanted to talk to you. So
that's like, it's just so unreal to me. That's so cool.
So what brings you to Jax? Are you from here or?
I am.
Okay.
Born and raised here. From the beach. I still live there too. But
nice.
I lived in Jax Beach like my whole life.
Jax Beach?
Yeah.
That's great.
Now I live in Atlantic Beach.
Okay.
I love it. It's like my favorite part of town.
Do you own anything out there? Are you renting or?
Yeah. Me and my boyfriend were actually really lucky. We got a house last November.
Amazing.
I know. I still don't believe it.
It's freaking impossible right now. I've been looking for like 3 years and like I can't find anything. And
yes.
It's not even like there's just nothing available too. And it's just everything is so insanely expensive.
And it's really like a seller's market because there's not a lot of real estate out there.
Right. That's
so
what I mean.
It goes on the market and it's gone like in a day.
And like sometimes even before you can have a chance to go look at it.
Seriously,
it's crazy. It's
very crazy.
Frustrating. So we won't talk about that. What school did you go to?
I went to Fletcher and then I got an AA from FSCJ.
Oh, okay, cool. So you're like Jax forever.
Yeah. I mean, the plan was always to move, and then me and my boyfriend bought a house and I started my business, and it was all kind of just accidental and not planned. And so now we're here, but
yeah.
I love it, and we're probably just going to stay and try to travel a lot.
Yeah. No, that's a good move. And is he from here too?
Yeah, he's from here too.
Okay.
He grew up like in Ponte Vedra area, and
we
never knew each other till we were like 19 or 20, I think. We were like 19. We met at Panera. We both worked at Panera.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, working.
Yeah, you always meet people where you're working.
I know. My boyfriend works here, so
I feel like.
And that happens, like, I feel like in every, especially when it's like any type of food service, I feel like everybody just dates each other.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you're like 18, 19,
you know,
like.
So you guys have been together that long?
Yes, we have been. He's like, I mean, he's my soulmate. You know, we're not like the marriage type of people, but he's definitely, he's my boo, you know?
Yeah. So it's not on the, like, marriage is not something you guys are interested in?
I don't think so. I mean, it's kind of, neither of us have like extra, you know, our parents don't have like money or whatever for a big wedding. And it's just not like something that's super important to
us. You just don't care about it.
Yeah, no.
That's so interesting because I feel like there's not a lot of people who are like that.
No, I understand. That's my number one question is like, when are you guys getting married? Like, people ask us that all the time.
Well, I was never going to ask you that because I've been dating my boyfriend for 7 years and
so
I hate when people ask me that.
Yeah, we've been together for 8 years, so it's the same. Yeah.
So yeah, it's like very frustrating because I'm just like, I don't know, ask him. Like, maybe when he wants to propose. At this point, I don't even care about a wedding. Like, I'll go elope somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Just do something simple.
Yeah. So your family lives here too?
Yes, they do.
That's great. And then what about like hobbies? Was your job now kind of like a hobby at one point?
Yeah, it totally was. That's how it all started. It was me and my friend made some terrariums probably like 3 years ago now. Mm-hmm. We followed like all the blog directions to a T. We bought like so many supplies and they all died. All mine died and all of hers died. And it kind of got me thinking like, there's probably a right way to take care of succulents that I'm not that we didn't find.
Right.
And last December, I wanted to get everybody succulents as Christmas presents, and it really just like snowballed from there.
Oh wow! So this is fairly new. Then.
Oh, so new. I didn't even know it was going to turn into like a business.
It's
like,
just something you love to do.
Yeah, I loved it, and opportunities were coming up. Like I started my Instagram just for fun, mm-hmm. Because I didn't think my friends wanted to see all my succulent pictures every
right.
day.
Yeah.
And just opportunities came from that. Me and my friend, she was selling some vintage things, and we did Vagabond Flea like this time last year. We
cool.
did it last March.
That's
and
awesome.
It was just like a fun thing, and people were so interested in it and like showing me pictures of their succulents, and I didn't even know like a lot of people in Jacksonville knew what succulents were.
Right.
So it's
well,
all...
like you said, it's like a thing that's very cool now. Like I feel like
yes.
there's like cactus and everybody wants them in their house and they like look really cool and people have them forever. And, you know, well, if you're not me and you don't kill everything you ever have.
You're not alone. Don't feel bad.
Which you brought me a super cute little mug with the succulents in it. So I'm going to try my best to keep this alive.
Yes, I'll help you.
Okay.
I'll
thank you. So what do you do outside of your succulent strong? Like do you anything that like any type of hobbies that you are into?
I've always like just loved making things, which is kind of like
crafty.
Succulents. Yeah, succulents kind of started as like my creative outlet. Me and my boyfriend got a dog in December.
What so kind of dog?
She's like a pit boxer mix. She's some kind of mutt. We
Did
adopted
you
her.
Adopted her from
yeah.
like the Humane Society or something?
Yeah, it was the one off Riverside. I think it's Animal Control.
Oh, okay.
My like a friend of a friend was actually fostering her, and she had had a litter of 8 puppies, and my friend was fostering all of them.
Oh my God.
I know. And we weren't even like ready to get a dog really. We were like maybe someday soon, and she brought us the dog to meet us, and she was just like so sweet automatically. She like laid down on my boyfriend's feet and was like rolling on her back. Like,
wait, is it the puppy that
no,
you,
this was the
oh,
mama.
You got the
we
mom.
Got the mama dog
because
we didn't really want a puppy. It's just too much,
yeah.
too much work, you know?
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, so all my free time right now, pretty much, we like take her to like nature preserves. I love like there's a bunch at the beach that are really close by and like
places that I don't even know about that I should be taking my dog to
yeah.
as well.
Well, and I didn't really know about a lot of them either until my dog and I'm like, she likes to walk around the neighborhood, but she has so much energy. It's like better if I take her out somewhere.
Yeah.
She can like be crazy in the car and then be crazy like sniffing around, and then I can take her home and get some more work done.
Yeah. You have to get their energy out, I feel like.
Yes.
Especially my dog. He's like, he's 5. No. Yeah. 5.
And he's
gonna
a lot
be
of
5. He's crazy.
Like people keep telling me that. I'm like, oh man, I got 5 more.
Do you know how old she is?
She's like about 1.5.
So oh, okay. So still, she's still a baby.
Oh yeah, and she acts like a puppy too, but she's just potty trained, which is what we wanted.
Yeah. yeah. But do you have a yard at your house?
Yeah, we
okay,
do.
Okay, so then that's good, and that's yeah. way easier to just like let her go out.
It is definitely.
That's, yeah, like. I got a dog and I still live in a condo. We've been, like I said, looking for a house forever, but it sucks. Like, not to sound like a whiny baby, but it sucks having to walk him down the stairs like every time
no,
he has to
like
go out.
No, it's like a lot.
And sometimes he just asks to go out just because he's bored and he just
yeah,
like wants
he wants
to,
something to do.
Yeah, he's just like staring at me, just like, oof. Arfing
Aww.
At me, and I'm like, dude, all right, fine, we'll go walk around the block, and he just lays down when he gets back. What's your favorite place, since you live at the beach, favorite place to like hang out when you're not working and with your boyfriend?
I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, all beachy, but I love the Atlantic Beach Town Center. It's
no.
like my favorite part of town. I love flying iguana.
Can
it's
you
like
walk?
My favorite.
Or are you not
no,
that close?
No, we ride bikes. We're
okay.
like a mile, a little
oh, okay.
like a mile
That's
and
good.
Half or something. Yeah. So it's good because parking's like crazy
Oh
down
my,
there.
That's what I was going to say. Like you can't, any time in the weekend, if you want to go over there and like get a drink or something, you literally can't.
It's crazy.
It's
they started
obnoxious.
That valet thing, which is kind of cool. I always feel like I have to tip them because it's like
See,
free
I've,
if you go to one of those places, but I still give them a couple bucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You totally have to. And I kind of feel like it's like annoying, though, because they have taken up so much of the parking.
It's
so
true.
You
they
can't
take up,
find parking.
You can't find
now.
Your own parking.
I know.
I agree.
It drives me crazy.
I love Southern Grounds, too. Their coffee is so
I've
good.
Never been there.
Oh,
well,
you have to go.
That's a lie. I used to go when it was called Lily's.
Yes.
So I used to live right on First Street when I was in college. It's funny how I had better places to live when I was in college than I do now. Then I'm like a grown-ass adult. But I used to live right there because you can have four roommates and split the rent. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Exactly.
So that's why it's easier.
Well, and you know, the older you get, the more responsible you have to be with your
right,
money.
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't know when I'm going to learn that. Yeah, yeah. One of these days. But I used to go there all the time. And it was called Lily's, but I heard it's
like... And it was Shelby's before that, too. It's Shelby, been a bunch of different
places. Yes, okay. But everybody talks about it because they have, like, beer and wine, and you can just, like, hang out there.
They have, like... They started getting, like, more food stuff, too, and
like
it's really
brunch.
Good.
Yeah. Guilty pleasures, like anything you watch. Are you a TV person or not really?
Yeah, my boyfriend is a film minor, so we don't watch as much now since I've been really busy with Succulent Strong, but my one guilty show is, like, I love The Housewives.
Oh, my God.
A couple of them. I even hate saying it out loud, but I
don't.
Really do.
I love The Housewives so much.
I feel like it's like entertainment and it's like a good example of what not to be.
Yeah,
right?
You shouldn't be ashamed that you love them. It's pure entertainment.
Yes.
It's and you get very involved in their lives.
I know, it's kind
and
of
And the other day I was watching Beverly Hills and my boyfriend came home and it was like when Erica like flipped out on do you watch that one?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
We're like behind.
Okay.
Because we have Hulu, so we don't watch them as they come out.
So you don't have, okay, that makes sense.
So if it was like a recent one, I haven't seen it.
It was like 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Okay, yeah, no, I haven't
seen it. What's your favorite one?
Orange County is probably my number one favorite.
Okay. All right.
Like the first one I
the
ever
OG,
watched.
Yeah. Vicky Gumbelson came in here before.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
I met her.
Cool.
She was amazing.
Was she?
She was very great. Yeah. So
oh, cool.
She was going to like the Southern Women Show or something, trying to pimp out her book. She came by the station. We met her. We talked to her. She's like so inspiring. She really is like kind of a badass.
She's cool. I mean, and she's like one of the ones, like she has her own business. Like I feel like she's
totally
really worked a lot
she's
for
like,
what she has.
Yes. She like works her ass off. So big fan.
Yeah,
do you watch Vanderpump?
No, I don't watch that one.
You should watch it. It's really
like it?
Good. Oh, my God. I just watched it last night, and I'm, like, thinking about how stupid it is. But my boyfriend was watching it with me. He's like, this is the dumbest show, Megan. I'm like, no, it's not. It's so good.
I'm going to call
dumb.
My boyfriend out right now, but he likes to watch them with
there,
me,
see, that's the thing about guys is that they'll be like, this is so stupid. This is so stupid. But then they'll, like, start getting into it and then giving their feedback.
Yeah, definitely he didn't
the
want
best.
To at first. But,
totally.
But
then once they
it.
Start watching it, they're like he'll be like, this is stupid. But then he'll be like, she shouldn't have done that. And I'm like, yeah, guess how stupid it is now. All right. So Succulent Strong, this is your business. How long has it been around? Not long, huh?
Not long. I would say like I more officially started probably last May.
Okay.
So not even like a year. But my first market was last March.
Okay. So then that's when I, wait, no.
No.
There was
a
second market.
There was one, the Makery was in April and then October. I think you came to the October one.
The October one.
Yeah.
That's where I saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's fairly new. Like how's everything going? Any struggles that you've been like dealing with, you know, I mean, I feel like starting a business is a big step. Like what made you want to like take the leap and just be like, I'm going to do this?
Sure. Well, I've always worked as a nanny.
Okay.
And I had been with a family for almost 5 years.
Wow.
And I was just kind of feeling like I love them to death. Their kids are like I would do anything for them.
Totally.
But I was just kind of feeling unfulfilled there. Probably for like just like a couple months. And then I got all the succulent stuff going and
when they get older and it's like not as what it was, right?
Exactly. Like my job was a lot different. I was working a lot of nights, which is hard because my boyfriend doesn't work nights and
it was just
very demanding. I did a lot for the household in general. And then I would just come home and kind of be like, well, now what? Like I'm exhausted.
Yeah. And you don't want to do
have,
anything
like,
for your own
outlet.
Household.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to do any chores and I didn't have a creative outlet. Like I would make things every once in a while with my friends, but I didn't have something that I really loved. So I told you my friend and I were like, we kind of just tried out Vagabond. She had always wanted to sell vintage stuff. And I just kind of like tagged along with my succulents. And I mean, honestly, opportunities just really, I felt like were just coming up and I just kind of felt like a calling to do something with it because I was so obsessed with succulents. Like I was following all these succulent accounts and like reading about them all
Your
the
whole
time.
Your feed is just succulents.
Yeah. And I was like, I was telling my boyfriend, I was like, did you know this one can do this and this? And he's just like, I don't care, you know? Like,
right.
So I wanted a way to kind of share that with everybody. And I wanted to help teach people how to take care of them. Like I told you, I killed my first whole round of succulents, and I had no idea why or like what went wrong. So once I learned more about them, I was like, this is cool. Like, you can grow succulents in Florida, because a lot of people say it's like, you know, they're from California out west, so the weather is a little, it's a lot different over here. So it is a little
so
trickier to grow them.
Humidity, yeah.
And the humidity is the killer because they don't like to stay wet.
Okay.
So, but once I figured out some tips and stuff, I was like, this is cool. Maybe I can just kind of do this to keep my plant habit going. Like, it was kind of just a way to keep buying more plants and not have my boyfriend be mad at me when I came home.
Like, this is my business. That's awesome. So, was plant something that you were always into, or succulents in general, or just create in general?
More so I like to create. I mean, when I was younger, I was never really like a nature person.
Okay.
But
that's
then
what I
growing
meant.
Up, like more in like my 20s, I just feel like you kind of learn that we're all connected to nature. I mean, not everybody, but, and we would go camping and stuff. And so nature is like progressively had like a bigger role in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out about succulents, and I was just like, these are so cool. They're not like any other plant.
And they all look so different, I feel like. Like when I go to like a store, I think they're so pretty. And the ones that like grow like the flowers in them. And
yes. And they'll like, most of them will bloom. They just have to be like, it takes a lot of energy for a plant to bloom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
so it has
I didn't
to
know
have
that.
Like the right conditions or like the right water and the light and stuff.
And the light's probably so important and that people don't think about.
Yes.
There's probably way more into it than I realize even.
Yeah. Or even like just the way online portrays them as like house plants and low light and like, and they're all a little bit different. And I mean, they're from the desert, so they really do like light. Like, they have to have some direct sun. Just like little things like that where they're kind of, I feel like they're kind of marketed as a super easy plant to get them out there. Like, people were trying to sell them, but they aren't like a just do nothing kind
of
plant.
And I think that's the misconception is that people just think, oh, I can have this green in my house and I probably won't kill it.
Yes.
But like, if you're me, then you'll definitely kill it, because I bought this cactus from like Home Depot or something, and it was so cute, and I was like, oh, and then I bought this like really cool white pot and had like brown leather strap, and I was like, this is gonna be really cute like in my house. And then I killed it, and I was like, I don't really know what I did wrong, or, but I was telling you this before, I think the pot itself didn't have anything like to drain, so like when you did put water in it, it was probably just like sitting in there.
And like I said, succulents don't like to stay wet,
right?
So that was probably it. For most of my containers and things, I get them at thrift stores. I like to like recycle, you know, there's all these random housewares sitting around that people don't use, and they're cute vintage mugs or like a cute little baking dish or something. But I put holes in the bottoms of all of them. I mean, my boyfriend does a lot of them.
Oh, okay. Do you just drill
it? You have to have
it?
Like a special drill bit. It's like a tile and ceramic drill bit.
Okay.
And you can YouTube it. There's like a couple of different ways people do it. But basically, you have to keep the pot wet because the drill will heat it up and it will cause it to crack.
Oh.
But if you keep it wet, it kind of keeps it cool. You still have to be careful, and you still will have a couple of pot casualties. But
totally. I would like ruin all of them. I would need someone else to do that. See, that's why I respect what you do so much, because I have zero patience, and I'm like not crafty. I mean, I could be crafty, but I feel like you have to be patient to be the type of person who is crafty.
Sure, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like crafts aren't for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone has their talents.
Totally. Like, I just want to buy it and it look cool and not put it together.
And there's so many cool things out there nowadays. Like, you don't need to make anything. You don't need to be crafty.
Well, that's the cool thing about your gig too, is that you can constantly be creating new things that look different, right? I mean, I feel like, do you have like a standard thing that you make all the time, or do you just go to the store and you're like, that one's pretty and this one's cool, and you just kind of mix and match?
Yeah, definitely the latter. I love everything to be unique. I kind of have like a style, I guess, with planting, or like my favorite succulents that I use a lot, like kind of the more hardier ones. But everything I make is unique. Everything is different. So I don't have anything listed online or my websites like that, because they are all individual.
Okay. That makes sense. And do you, like, would your goal for Succulent Strong, I know you're newer, to have like a storefront one day? Like, would that be your ideal situation?
Yes. I would love to have like a little plant store, mainly succulents, but I love, like, there's a couple of really easy houseplants that get watered like a succulent. Like, you don't have to water them every day. So it's not like you're worried you're going to kill it kind of thing. That, and I also, I would love to do something with kids in plant education or something, because
I
am a nanny, and that's like, kids were my first passion, my first love.
Yeah.
So I'd love to be able to do something like that eventually.
So what would be like your, like, what would be your next step? Like, if you were going to pursue that?
There is a person, a local artist, her Instagram handle, I don't know her full name, but it's Nicole, and her Instagram handle is Nico Suavelicious.
Yeah, she came on the podcast before.
Oh, cool. I need to listen to that one. I've listened to a couple, but haven't heard hers.
Yeah, she's great.
And she does
great.
Jack's Kids Mural Project, and I feel like I could do something similar with
succulents.
Yeah, like get some funding, take them to the school, teach the kids. Then they have a little plant they can take home and learn how to take care of it.
I
feel
love
like it's
that
just
idea.
A really good thing for kids to learn at an early age.
Yeah, and not only that, but like even if they had like little gardens at the school, like if there's like little areas,
like that.
I feel like that's something that they might do in some schools, but that's a really cool idea. You should definitely do that. I love that idea.
Yeah, well, you know, shout out to Nico, because that's like, it's pretty much her idea. And we did, I did like build your own terrariums at her event last fall, and that's kind of where I was like this is so cool, and the kids loved it.
I know, because anything that they can get involved in and like do themselves, I feel like they're really excited about, because they feel like they're just like participating, you know?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times adults don't give kids the credit they deserve, because they can pretty much do anything as long as you give them the chance.
So do you have an online shop, or where do you typically sell all of your stuff?
I do not have an online shop. I have like my Instagram. You can always, like, if you see something you like on my Instagram, you can let me know, and I can always make something similar. But mainly I sell at arts markets in town. Riverside Arts Market is like my more frequent one. Vagabond Flea. Like, you know, I've done the Makery before. I do like some of the bigger markets.
Right.
I do the one in Atlantic Beach Town Center.
Do you just feel like that's like the best way to like market your company, is just kind of get yourself out in the community and just be like, here I am?
Yeah, I think so for now, especially because online it's really hard for me to sell. Like, it's just not, it's so time consuming to individually list everything I make, that just taking it all to the markets. And people like to have like they like to see my selection and pick what they like the most, because everything, and especially the containers, are all different.
Right.
And that way, and I always get good exposure, you know, at every market I go to.
Absolutely.
And that's why I kind of change it up. Like, I don't go to Riverside Arts Market every week, so I can meet more people in like all around Jacksonville.
Yeah. And it's very visual too. I feel like you have to like see it. I mean, obviously photos are fine, but like when you see it in person, you're like, oh, I want that. That's so cute.
Yes, it is. It's kind of different. Or you need to see the size, or, you know, everybody's house is different where they would want to put something.
Right. How do you determine your price points? Like, what was that something that you were like, how do I even figure out how much I want to charge?
Yeah, it's kind of tricky, because I feel like succulents are kind of those things, like, people look at it sometimes and think, I can do it myself if it's not affordable enough. And also, you go to like garden centers and, you know, like our local plant places, and they have like those fairy gardens, and they can get really pricey. Like, you get a fairy garden that's like, I don't know, like a foot long, and it only has a couple plants in it,
right?
Because you're paying for like the little house and the container and things like that.
Well, in the container alone, I feel like it's so expensive. Like,
Pottery and things like that are super expensive.
They
and
really
so that's
are.
Why I like my thrifting idea.
Yes.
It helps me keep my prices really affordable.
That's great.
That's what I try to think anyway.
I know you go out to the markets and stuff, but what about events? A wedding, or like, are people interested in that?
I've actually done two pretty small weddings in this last October and this February. I just did like a really pretty purpley bouquet. And I actually have a pretty good-sized wedding for Friday.
Ooh, I want to see that.
I'll send you some pictures.
Really
they'll
cool.
be on my Instagram, I'm sure. But it's really fun. I'm kind of trying to feel out that avenue, like, to see if it's something that I would want to continue. Because a lot of people want flowers, too. So I'm kind of new at that. But I'm
learning.
Well,
it's just different. So I feel like if a bride wants that instead of flowers, it's very different. So I feel like it might be a unique lane, right?
Sure. Because, like, right now you can go on Etsy and you can order, like, succulent bouquets, and they ship them to you, but they're all like from California usually.
Right, but wouldn't you rather it be local?
That's my point. Yeah, rather it be local. And I'm a one woman show, besides, like, you know, a little help from my boyfriend and my mom occasionally.
Right.
So I like to, like, I would just like to keep it like small, do like small affordable weddings.
Sure.
Kind of, you know, stay in that little niche market area. Like, I'm not trying to do like 10 bouquets.
Well, yeah.
Things like that.
Would you be interested in hiring someone to help you eventually, like one day?
Yes. My goal for this quarter, second quarter, is to finish getting organized. Like, I've been playing catch up, I feel like, for this whole year, because, like I said, it wasn't ever supposed to be a business.
Right.
So I'm still kind of trying to find my footing and things like that. But once I get it all organized, I would really love to have an intern, somebody to kind of study with me. And then I could eventually have them, like, we can double team markets. So we have, Jacksonville's really saturated with a lot of Saturday events, mm-hmm. and I can only be at one.
That's true.
So if I had another person, I could have another setup and we could do two events in a Saturday.
Right. Do you feel like you have an event or like a market every single weekend usually?
Yeah, I definitely do. I try to do one a week, sometimes two, but I nanny 2 days a week. So it's one a week is kind of...
Okay, so you still are doing that as well.
Yeah, just I'm not like, I'm still really scared and nervous to kind of just put all my faith in Succulent Strong. I'm sure once I do, it'll
You
pay
probably
off.
Already are, but you just don't realize it.
Yeah, no,
you know
I
what
agree.
I'm saying?
Yeah, because I work 6 days, usually seven, you know, so it's like I probably already am, you're right.
But it's like that comfort zone where you still have, like, whether it be the income or the other job, like, as a backup. But I feel like, I mean, I feel like you're doing well. Like, this is a unique, something that I don't know of, at least existing in Jacksonville.
Thank you.
I love it.
I love it.
It's interesting to me too how you just were like, I didn't even mean for this to happen.
I really didn't. And I, like, you know, I don't want to sound like, I don't know, a newbie or something, but so yeah, I am. I'm just kind of still figuring out my place, but I know that I just feel like this is where I'm supposed to be, and the universe is kind of like giving me all these signs and directions, and it's like I'm not one to step out of my comfort zone or to do something like this.
Right.
But I knew I had to do it.
But
I
you love it, right?
I know, and I do. I love it, and I always felt like I would be more of like a professional person, and so, but it's still really new to me.
Yeah.
But it's really cool because, like, growing up, I was just always like, I'm going to be like a hardworking lady. Like, I thought I would be like a corporate.
Like in an office.
Yeah. And now I'm like, why would I ever want to do
why
that?
Would
that was
you?
Not for me.
No. Yeah. You have someone else telling you what to do, what to wear, what meetings to go to. This is way cooler.
I think more it was like a vision of just, you know, kicking butt. Like, that's just what I wanted to do.
And working hard. Yeah. And it's something that you love. So I feel like that's the most important. That's how you know you're going to succeed. Because if you didn't try for it, then you would always be like, what if I fully did? You
yeah, know? Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. If once you love something, it just kind of all goes from there.
Yeah. Social media, where can everybody follow you and anything you have coming up that maybe people could come check out your work?
Sure. Succulent Strong is my handle for Instagram. And then Facebook is Succulent Strong as well.
Okay.
It's like facebook.com/succulentstrong.
If you're interested in going to check it out, go follow her on Instagram. She has such pretty stuff and stuff that you can hopefully keep alive for longer than just flowers, right?
Yes, that is totally the idea. I have a lot of people like text me pictures of their succulents, like, oh no, what's wrong? What's happening? So totally up for
oh,
things
no.
like that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Then I'm gonna need to
yes.
you to help me with
yes,
the one
please
you just gave
do.
Me.
I encourage it because I just, you know, my idea is I don't want someone to come up and say my succulent died. I need another one.
Right.
You know, I definitely don't want people.
I'll
to
do
say
whatever
that.
It is, and not have to give you another one.
Yes.
Hey, thank you so much, Miranda. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Megan.